So did I ever feel that I want to come back here? At one point in time I did. I think we all probably have. If you've ever loved the place where you came from, yeah, you want to come back. But if the opportunity doesn't lend itself to that, then I never have had that opportunity.
So would you say then there's nothing or there's little about Roswell in terms of your memories that you have of here that you would say you love?
Oh, no. That's different. That's different. Now, yeah, that to me is a social difference between how I feel about life in general versus the green money that I have to put in my pocket. Mm-hmm. That's different. That's a big difference.
So Roswell just doesn't provide, you think, is it that Roswell doesn't provide opportunities in general, or Roswell doesn't provide opportunities for blacks?
I would say it's more general.
Generally.
If someone on this recorder, I need to add this story, so this may help you out a little bit.
Okay.
There's a very special raising that these five children had. My mom used to tell a story. She used to tell us a story about flowers. And she said to us that if God made all the flowers white, we'd have just a white world. But he sprinkled them with color. So when you ask that dividing line in this family, there is no dividing line. My father has always had friends of friends. And so my relationship, I have to look at it into when I said that to you, that's sort of like how we grew up. And the one thing that we knew that if you say Roswell and not Atlanta, include Atlanta, then I would really go back to you and say, yes, Atlanta, Roswell, besides coming home to loved ones, what does it offer me? It doesn't have a lot to offer me. Because this is not the Roswell today that it was yesterday. The church that he goes to church in was a little small building. And we used to hunt there in the fields across the street where the roads are paved. So that's different today. That's a big difference. So that feeling of love is not about that paved lot, but it's about the people that lived before that paved lot. So do I come back? The one thing that we do before we live, we walk the cemetery to say goodbye again. So it's really a true relationship. So I'm serious that it's not about Roswell, because we come back because we have loved ones here. Mm-hmm. But then what we've been taught to make money to survive, is Roswell part of that? No, it's not. Because those are two different things with me. I would not have what I have if I stayed here. Okay? I'm just being honest with you. You take a look at, you can take anyone from my class, and this is not an interview about me. But let me just say this, and I need to close my mouth so y'all can talk to my mom, because I can talk all day. But I have to be honest with you, because if I go back right now, and if I take you out and I say, let me just let you walk through and I'll sprinkle within the community the people that are just as old as me who are still here. You know what they have to offer you? Nothing. That's what my mother and father knew before when we were children. Get up, get an education, get out. Because there was nothing here that we could survive on. They understood that. But they made us still love Roswell. So there are two different things. They're very important.
Your mom and daddy was here.
That's right.
It's been really interesting because several of the people we've talked to who sort of came here at a time when there was this migration here.
Like in the 20s?